Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
I'll be sitting down with some phenomenal women to discuss love.
I believe we grew distant out of love of some type, like, yeah. I don't want to hurt you.
Loss.
Really don't know what's going to trigger that feeling of grief in any moment.
And a topic very important to my work. Self-care.
Freedom is self-care. It's not about pedicures. It's not about clothing. It's not about trips.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Today, I'm sitting down to talk with Chelsea. She's the owner of Starling Jewelry, and she shares a really heartfelt story on how her business came to be, her love for jewelry, and on taking a shift to step in her heart's work. This is Chelsea's story. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Chelsea, thank you so much for being with me today. I am so excited to chat a little bit about who you are, what you do, and the beauty that you offer this world. So before we dive in, can you introduce yourself to the Hey, Girl listeners?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. My name's Chelsea. I have a jewelry company called Starling Jewelry, and we're based in Los Angeles.
How long have you been in jewelry?
I have been in jewelry I've been saying 10 years for a couple years, so I think a little over 10 years.
Can you tell me a little bit about your story and how you got started?
I have an undergraduate degree in like biopsychology. It was not on track at all for me, but I, in my early 20s, was basically at a place where I decided it was worthwhile and I had some really supportive people in my life to pursue something that I was passionate about and not so much something that I thought I should do. So I went into jewelry and I just started by apprenticing with some local jewelers in Vermont, which is where I'm originally from. Mm-hmm. And then my now husband and I moved to New Mexico, actually, which was a perfect place for jewelry. They have a huge craft scene there. And I apprenticed with this master goldsmith who was amazing there for about a year, and he taught me so much. And so that was where I really dove into jewelry. And that was all actually working on the bench and making things.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely amazing. I didn't know that part of your story. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Can we backtrack just a little bit and talk about that shift from biopsychology to falling in love with making things and offering them to the world? How did that shift come to be, aside from you deciding, you know, okay, I think I want to do something else? How was it for your heart to be like, I'm going to go for this thing and make it my career?
Yeah, I think I love science. I still love science and learning and about the world around us and how it's made up. And for some reason, I had it in my head as a child that I needed to do something solid. I needed to do something like be a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist or, I think my mom was an artist. She is an artist. And so I saw from an early age, like how hard that can be. And so I always thought I would do that. And so when I went to college that I went right into sciences, and then I couldn't pick something that like really spoke to me. I was like, maybe I'll be a psychologist. Maybe I'll be a dentist. Mm. Maybe I'll be a doctor. And I just kept bouncing around, and to the point where like I did finally pick something and applied to a master's degree program, but I knew it wasn't in my heart. Mm. And I actually started dating my husband at around that time as well. And we went to Mexico. My godparents lived there. And they are, you know, they live their own life and their own path, and they're great resources for doing what is in your heart. Mm-hmm. And so is my husband as well. And so they all encouraged me to think about like what would really make me happy, and instead of doing what I thought I had to do.
Why did you decide jewelry versus, I don't know, painting or textiles? Like, what was it about jewelry that called you?
So many things, but there's the sparkly, amazing gemstones that are just like out of this world. Mm-hmm. That, like, I don't understand how the earth makes them. It just always boggles my mind. And then the crafting of it as well. The like, there's hammering and fire and bending, and the movement of metal goes from, you know, like liquid gold to soft to hard to like wearing over time and scratching and like taking on life. And so that part of the manufacturing, and then also just the like, I'm a super sap, and so like the sentimental aspect of these objects is just so, I just find so much joy in that, and in the idea of, you know, I have a necklace that I wear pretty much every day that was a stone. It was a pair, my grandmother wore them as a pair of earrings, and she wore them all the time. And before that, the stone that I wear was my great grandmother's engagement ring. And so just thinking about like the history of that and like what this piece, this like object has seen over time through all these lives and how it connects me to my family is like so fantastic and beautiful. And that's what I really love about it. And so I hope that I can do that for other people as well, or help share that for other people as well.
Do you love discovering new products? Are you a beauty and fashion maven constantly on the hunt for the next best thing? Ever read about or spot something online that you've always wanted to try but never have? Then you might love FabFitFun. It allows women everywhere to discover new products, as well as including rave review and must-have brands that you know and love. It's like Christmas four times a year. Stumped on gift ideas? FabFitFun is also a great gift for someone you love. You can surprise your mom or sister with this awesome summer box packed with great items. Do you have a daughter who's going to college, maybe? Or a friend who's a new mom? FabFitFun is an awesome care package. My last box came with this beautiful lotus towel. It was blue, and it's shaped like the flower, and it has a gorgeous design in the middle. That's something we've been laying out on the deck and relaxing on for a few weeks now. So what I love about FabFitFun is that they offer full-size products, no samples of anything. Every box is guaranteed to have over $200+ in retail value. The summer 2019 box has a total retail value between $269 to $467. That's fantastic. Treat yourself with items in it, such as the Sutra Professional Mini Travel Blow Dryer, the beautiful Vicks Paula Lotus Towel, or the West Elm Indigo Tie-Dye Bowls. Many of the products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. You can customize your box by choosing some products and some add-ons with each one. Or you can be surprised. It's great for discovering new brands and new products. What a better way to shop. I'm looking forward to my next box because they're always so different and packed with things I can actually use. I like to share the items in my box with my 11-year-old. She's really into skincare these days. We recently got a clay mask and a foot mask and a body scrub. She loves them all. The FabFitFun 2019 summer box is on sale now. So sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out. You can use my code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first box. All you have to do is go to FabFitFun to sign up and get started. Use promo code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Something I'm a big fan of with Starling in particular is the ethical manufacturing and sourcing that you stand by. So I would I would love to talk a little bit about that and why you chose to go that route. And I believe everything is made in Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah.
Which is just wonderful and local. And as you were bringing Starling to fruition, what were some of your dreams for the brand as far as keeping it sustainable?
Yeah, I mean, I think that creating a sustainable brand is really the only way that I wanted to do something.
Right.
I'm really respectful that materials come from the earth, but I also want to, I guess, I respect that they come from the earth, and I want to respect the earth back as well. So, and the people, that make them. I have, you know, the utmost respect for the talented jewelers that helped me make every piece, because I started in jewelry that way as well. Having everything made in LA is really important to me, so I get to know all the jewelers and we have a great relationship. And then also the materials themselves, making sure that we, you know, we can recycle and reuse instead of mining new stuff.
Right. How did Starling come to be as far as the name and you, I don't know, just creating these beautiful, dainty heirloom pieces?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to create something that was really just classic, simple pieces that anyone could wear and you could wear every day in your daily life and do it at an affordable cost. So it's all online. The name Starling, I think we just kind of, when we were coming up with the concept, we just liked the word. It's actually a bird. You know, it's happy and joyful to me. It also, I connect a lot to the star part of Starling as well, and the sort of celestial side of that.
So let's talk about self-care as a business owner. I heard that.
Right? I knew this was coming.
So there are so many folks that I speak with who are like, I'm in business for myself. I'm also a wife. I'm also a mother. I'm also a friend. And how, I don't even know how to begin. So I love to ask my fellow women in business just some ways that you dive into yourself so you can refill and that way pour into not only your brand, but your customers and the folks that you work with, and, you know, just make it all come full circle. So what does your self-care practice look like for you these days?
Yeah, well, right this second, it's a little bit hard.
Yeah.
Because it's like the busiest time of the year for us.
Right.
But in general, I think I try to find the space in the very moment that I can. Mm-hmm. So no matter where I am or what I'm doing, trying to appreciate that the very second and taking some time to look at what I'm doing or look at the person that I'm talking to and appreciate where I am and the materials that I'm getting to work with, the person I'm getting to work with, the customer that I'm getting to talk to, the dog that I'm getting to pet, the flower that I'm smelling, like whatever it is,
just,
you know, taking those times throughout the day to be like, this is amazing and beautiful and I love life.
Yeah.
That's what I've been able to work in to my day to day. You know, we're all balancing so many balls. So
right. And taking those moments, you know, I love that you said that, just taking the moment to enjoy and be present as much as we can, because we often forget to do that, right? It's like we're going, we're building these brands, we're talking to customers, we're having these, you know, in-person communications and online communications. And it's like, how do I take a second, even if I'm busy, to appreciate the moment that I'm in right now? So I love that you mentioned that for self-care, because it's like, that matters a lot.
Yeah. I always think of it as like, literally every time I see a rose or a flower, I think to myself, stop and smell the flower. Mm. And so taking that idea into like other parts of my life as well. And it's hard. It's not, you know, there's lots of times when you're like screaming in your head about how frustrating everything is. But, you know, I think whenever you hear a story or something happens in your life where you realize like, oh, time is so short and health is so important, you can really quickly get back to a place where you just can appreciate those small things in the moment.
Has there ever been a time where you were just like, I can't do this, I don't want to do this, let me just go and do my, you know, biopsychology and just forget this?
Yeah, like on the hour.
No, that's real.
I mean,
that's real.
Yeah, no, that's real. Like all the time, for sure.
I recently started wearing a new bra by Third Love, and I absolutely adore it. Did you know that breast shape matters when you're finding a good fit? I didn't. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women
who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. I found the Fit Finder quiz really helpful when I was picking out my Third Love bra. I didn't know I was wearing the wrong size for so long. I think what's really awesome about this is that over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's actually a pretty fun experience. I answered a few simple questions and I found my perfect fit in about 60 seconds. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, which is more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes. Not only that, but Third Love is convenient. You can skip the trip to the mall, find your fit with their online fit finder, order, try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. What really sold me on Third Love was the 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it. And Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. Fit stylists are available every day to help via text, chat, or phone. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. What's not to love? Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering Hey Girl listeners 15% off of your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/heygirl to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/heygirl for 15% off today.
So I listen to a lot of podcasts and read books and try to like hear how other people handle that, because I think that's pretty common. I hope that's pretty common, and especially for people that are trying to cut their own path, there's a lot of doubt involved with that. And so it's, you know, I think a big part of succeeding is overcoming that and figuring out how, no, just go forward. You can do it, and forcing yourself through even when you like don't believe in yourself necessarily.
It can be really, really just discouraging. And choosing heart's work is not an easy feat.
No.
At all. So before we wrap up, I do want to ask you what jewelry has taught you about community and creating things that people are going to have in their family for years to come.
I think it goes back to kind of like that story I was telling about the piece that I own and the connection that that jewelry can create through generations and through places. And it's just this sort of little tangible reminder of a place or a time or a person. And so you can have those things with you, even if they're not physically with you. You can have those memories or those people near to you. And that's what I love about it. It's on your skin. It's on your body. You live with it. And those memories and people can as well.
So you and I did a collaboration ring together this year that I absolutely adored. And like, when I tell you, I have like never seen my handwriting etched in a metal before. And the fact that you were able to do that and that we were able to come up with that and make it real just blew my mind. So I just want to say thank you for making the Today I Affirm ring a thing that people have and are wearing and are holding close. And also for creating community through that type of connection and giving people the gift of coming together closer. And, you know, I sometimes have to sit back and remember when I'm in the throes of it, It's just what I do. I'm a writer. I write. But having it settle, having the words settle in the hearts of other folks and then have them able to wear something that I wrote on paper on a ring is mind-blowingly amazing to me. And I really am just grateful that we were able to do that together.
Yeah, no, I'm equally as grateful and so thankful that you are excited about the project. And it was a really special part of this year for me as well. And life moves so quickly, right? And we're always like doing a million things at once. And so when you get to like stop and think like, oh, we made this piece together that all these people are enjoying and like putting into their lives, taking on its own meaning for them.
Yeah.
That's like the best to me, I think. And getting to hear the feedback from people about like why they connect with that piece.
Yeah.
Is so special and really cool and exciting too.
And it makes all the days where we want to quit and throw away everything to go back to what we know that we think will bring us joy. We come back to what really brings us joy. So thank you so much for your time today. And I just wish you all the best. And I'm excited to see what we can create together in the future.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's something coming soon, hopefully,
I do too. So the ring is being discontinued at the end of this year. So why don't you give the folks places where they can not only find our collaborative ring and the details about that, but also where they can follow on social media and where they can shop with you?
Yeah, so the jewelry is all available at starlingjewelry.com, and our social Instagram handle is just at Starling, so S-T-A-R-L-I-N-G.
And when is the last day people can buy the Today ring?
And they will be available through the end of 2018.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll chat with you soon, and thank you so much for today.
Awesome. Thank you, Alex.
Bye. The Hey Girl podcast is a member of The District Productive, produced by Paul, Woody Woodhall, and me, Alex L. Music by DC's own Kokai.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.